Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you.
Oh, hello, everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So I want to thank everyone who's been listening for some time. I've been taking some time off of the podcast only because I've been focusing on, you know, getting my human design classes and stuff like that up and going. But for people who are brand new to the show, welcome to the show. I'm super happy that you are here. And typically episodes go out every single Thursday. And we'll be getting back on that very soon. So I am honoring my energy and honoring all that is wanting to be created and honoring the flow of what that is. So in the alignment with what I just said, like really kind of changing things up, taking certain amount of time off of certain things and putting more attention on other things, it's kind of working into what this podcast topic is about, which is really like a social media cleanse. So I decided like mid-February after really going through like an bout of insomnia that I would completely shut out, you know, anything that I think could be setting me off or like messing me up in any way, shape or form. And one of the things that came to mind was a cleanse on social media. I had already planned on doing an actual cleanse, like, you know, a juice cleanse or some kind of fasting or dietary cleanse. But when I went into meditation on that, like with cleansing, and you can kind of reflect on your own experiences with cleansing if you've ever done that, I'd love to know what your experiences were like. But with me, I can just tell you that when I tuned into it, I recognized straight away that doing something like a fasting or even a juice cleanse was actually not what my body was wanting. It was wanting a realignment with the food that I was eating. So it really kind of led me into more of this like Ayurvedic diet cleanse situation. Okay. So there's a specific name for the cleanse that I'm referring to. It's slipping my mind right now, but it is related to Myra Lewin, who I've had on the show before in the past, and it is related to Ayurveda. And it's a cleaner way of eating, and it's a certain way of eating according to your doshas. And so I was leaning more towards that with the food. Also, in addition to that, you know, like knowing that I wanted to clean up my diet, it really came into my energy field to clean up what I was consuming. So I really wanted to just get off of social media for 2 weeks and just to see what would happen. And so I'm kind of sharing that with you all here. And hopefully this can inspire you to do a cleanse that's similar to that. Or it could also maybe just inspire you to look, take a peek at your life and think like, what could you do that may be possible? Could help you clear up mental space, energetic bandwidth in your auric field to help you more clearly take an outlook on life, a new reframe on life. And that's really what it helped me to do. So I really want to share the social media cleanse portion of that on this episode. I feel like that, honestly, I got so much out of it that I want to share what that experience was like for me. So the first thing is that I immediately started experiencing better sleep. Okay, so the thing to mention straight away way is when I talk about social media, I'm not a person who's on social media all the time and scrolling and all of that. I'm very sensitive to stuff, especially like with technology. And so I'm not on social media scrolling at all, hardly ever. So I honestly would say I maybe spent like an hour or two, maybe online a day on social media. And and that's just a total guesstimate. I've never looked at the actual time that I spent, but I know it's not a lot because I don't spend a lot of time on there. But I immediately, just by like totally deleting the apps off of my phone, I started to experience better sleep. Okay. And so that was really the idea behind the cleanse to begin with, is I realized like my sleep was like really suffering. And I was like, okay, no, like it was getting worse than it had been ever. And I was like, okay, no, like something needs to change. So the first thing I did, like I mentioned, was I went into meditation. I'm kind of like, okay, what needs to change here? And that's when the social media cleanse really came up. And so that's what actually inspired me to do this. Another thing that I recognized straight away with just doing this social media cleanse is almost immediately the recognition that social media has what I'm calling energetic tethers on us. Okay, energetic tethers. Okay. So there's this realization and knowing after having gone off social media for a little bit that like I was being pulled into social media when I didn't even want to be pulled into social media. Okay. That would be like me just opening my eyes and I'm scrolling on Instagram and I'm like, how did I even get into this app? Like I didn't consciously go in. It's almost like something kind of pulled me into it in like a sleep state, right? Like I was unconscious for a moment and then I like opened my eyes into waking consciousness and I realized I'm on social media and I'm like, how the fuck did I get on Facebook? Like I wasn't even trying to. So what I mean by these like energetic tethers is it's like, it's got this like hold on people. Okay. It's got this hold on you where it's like the way that I experienced in releasing myself from it is it's like it pulls you in. Okay. So like it pulls you into the app. And I thought that was fascinating. I was like, what? I'm like, and I could so clearly see it in my mind's eye, these electronic social media tethers that it has on people. And the way that it affects them in their life. So the biggest issue is really the fact that it automatically shifts your energy from your body into your mind. Okay. So I just want you to like take that in. Okay. Like anytime you are on social media, you are not in your body. You are in your mind. It immediately pulls you out of your body. Now, I always talk about human design on this show because I am a human design reader and I teach human design. But I want to just talk about the fact that the biggest thing with human design is that we are not here to be making decisions from our body, or I'm sorry, our mind. It's a total shift from, you know, getting out of the mind and into the body. So it's this awareness that like, okay, we are shifting into this evolution, right? Of humanity. And we are really in amazing times right now on the planet. And part of this evolution of humanity is really getting into our spiritual essence. Okay. And so like our soul connection, and I'm not talking religion, I'm talking about our soul connection, our spiritual connection to our soul. So in that process, like there's this, you know, shift that takes you from your mind, the mental thinking, into the body. And that's really where the wisdom lies. And that's where human design really believes we are here to make our decisions from our body, not from our mind. So it's so important to be in our body, be in, you know, the physical vessel, and to really be making decisions from that space rather than in our busy mind. So what I realized though, in being in social media, is that social media actually takes you from your body into your mind immediately. So it's like, as soon as you go into Facebook or IG, you're in your head, you are no longer in your body. So it's automatically putting, the way that I see it, right? Because I'm constantly consciously trying to live by my design. And it's not that even I'm trying to, it's just when I relax into it, I'm naturally living by my design. And so what am I saying? I'm saying that what I noticed about this social media cleanse is that it immediately takes me out of my body and puts me into my head. Okay. So that's not where I want to be. I don't want to be in a, you know, the rabbit mind, the like mental thinking and kind of just like feeling like ungrounded and in the mind and making decisions from my mind and overthinking and my mind giving me anxiety and all of this stuff, I was really trying to get out of that. So it was just really fascinating to me that, yes, like what became so true and apparent to me is the fact that it immediately takes you into your mind when you're on social media. So I just would like you to keep that in your awareness. And that's really to just say that, like, anytime you go on social media, your energy shifts to your head. And that's like not where we want to be. So it's almost like even if you're going into social media, like let's say you have to do a post for your business or something, it's about kind of bringing that energy back down into your body and really consciously kind of like breathing into your chest, breathing into your belly, breathing into your, you know, root center and kind of just being like, okay, like, yeah, like I'm on social media, but I'm in my body. You know, and really using that practice. I started when I got back on social media in March 1st, that's the first thing I did. I was like, I started just relaxing into my body and being like, okay, like if I'm going to do this social media thing again, I need to literally train myself that when I go back into this app, I'm not going to shift into my mind and my rabbit mind being all over the place, hopping around here and there. It's kind of like, no, I want to be in my body. I don't want to be in my mind. And it's so difficult to do. I've been kind of creating this practice for myself, but it is hard. It's not something that's super easy. It's like your mind gets pulled into all of these different posts. You start comparing yourself. It just gets to be super spirally. And it's like, ooh, like this is doesn't feel good to me anymore. So it's like ever since I got back on social media March 1st, I actually didn't like, I find myself not wanting to go back on it. Like, you know, throughout the day and stuff, I might feel inclined to do a post or something, you know, to drum up business or whatever it is. But I really start to call on like my energetic help, you know, help me to find another way to do this where I'm not always having to post online in order to get the message out about what I do, like show me new ways. And that way I can just not have to rely on social media to be that like breadwinner or whatever for my business. It's more like I set the intention that, you know, going into 2025 and beyond, I want to make it so that, you know, I use social media and social media is not using me. So that's kind of my mantra going into after this social media cleanse. I realized I'm like, okay, my mantra is I use social media. Social media does not use me. I'm not interested in scrolling forever. I'm not interested in, you know, posting, you know, 7 times a week or anything like that. I really was like, I gotta find like an automated way to be online where it's not like sucking me in and I'm not, you know, waking up in the morning and I would never go on my phone right away, but I would, you know, after my meditation, after my tea, I would jump on social media and kind of get an update like what's all going on. And I didn't want to do that anymore. I didn't even want to do that anymore. I was like, no, like that's too much for me. So another thing I want to mention here is it gave me a reframe on how to use technology in terms of basically just getting my power back. It was like, okay, how can I, like I mentioned, it really kind of inspired me to bought a massive calendar for my wall. It's pretty epic. There's a certain guy who makes it. I wish I can remember his name right now. It's like Jesse something, but he's known for creating this calendar called the Big Ass Calendar. And so I actually bought it. I've heard of it before and I never bought it, but I actually, after going on the social media cleanse, I bought what's called the Big Ass Calendar. And it's just like, it's dry erase. You can put it up on your wall, but what it does is shows you the whole year. Okay. So you can like plan it out that way. And I'm going to try using this calendar to plan my social media posts and stuff like that in order to get out of that hamster wheel of like posting all the time and instead getting it more scheduled and more aligned so that, again, I'm using social media and it's not using me. That truly is my mantra. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is the fact that I did realize how much extra time I have not being on social media. And so it's funny because I know for a fact I wasn't on social media very much, but at the same time, it's like my mind was so much more clear. Like I had so much more energetic bandwidth around social, like energy, period, mental energy when I wasn't on social media. So it was just this crazy awareness of like, wow, like I have so much more energy. Just mental energy specifically, not being on social media, I have like more bandwidth to think about more that I want to do throughout my day and all of it. It was so interesting to see the difference that it made. I really realized how much extra time I have. That was like a huge, huge, huge part of it. It also helped me to see how I show up online. So I want to kind of bring this up. It's kind of, what am I saying here? It's really like, okay, when you're being presented all of the time with the way that everyone else is doing social media, it's almost like you're programmed in your creativity. Okay. It's like you're kind of seeing what everyone else is doing and you're like trying to do a play on that, or you are kind of like inspired by what they're doing, so you want to do something similar. I got so many amazing ideas with social media when I wasn't on it. I was like, had so many interesting, inspiring ideas on like how I want to show up with social media doing it this way. It was so powerful. I was like, I love this. Like, it makes me so happy to have this authentic, new, fresh, like perspective on social media and the things that I want to post. And it's not coming from like anything anyone has shown me. It's coming from me and kind of like, okay, how do I want to address this? You know, how do I want to show up in this specific area with podcasting, with human design, with my women's circles, whatever. Like, it just gave me this new outlook on the way that I want to show up online, because I wasn't consistently being inundated with like everybody else's creative inspiration, if that makes sense. So it was interesting to see like, whoa, like I'm having a lot of my own fresh new ideas, and it's not based in anything anyone else is doing. It's like brand new, nothing I've ever seen before. So I was just like inspired by that. I was like, okay, like this is cool. Feeling freshly inspired, you know, when I got back on social media to do things differently. Here's one of the last things I'll say. Is that another thing I realized is social media is a portal. And I would say that before jokingly to friends and stuff like that, social media was a portal. But now that I've taken an actual break from it, I know 100% it's an energetic portal. There's no doubt in my mind that it is definitely a powerful and strong portal. And so what does that say to me? That says to me that, you know, would I stand in a portal all day long? Period. No, I would not. Like, I would not stand in an energetic portal all day long. There's awesome portals in Sedona. I've been to portals in Greece, in Egypt. I've experienced portals. So it's like, when you experience a portal, like, you know, like you can feel the frequency vibrating like underneath your feet and all around you, you know you're in a portal. Now, that's risk, okay? That like, I don't care who you are. Like, I don't care how well studied you are in portals. Portals are mysterious, they're curious, and you don't really know what you're getting. Okay. So social media is kind of like that. It's like you're opening up a portal and you're not sure what you're going to get. Like, you can try to train your algorithm as much as you can, but you don't know exactly what you're going to get with what's being presented to you. Something's just going to pop up and be there. So with a portal, it's like what you don't, because there is that understanding that you don't really know what you're going to get when you're in a portal. It's like, would you stand there all day long? Question mark. Like, no, like you wouldn't. You would have a lot of discretion before doing it, before even going on it or in it, hopefully. And you wouldn't just like be jumping in. I never did. Like, I actually seen people who've done this on like spiritual trips and stuff like that, is where they see there's like a portal. They'll just like get all excited and want to like go in. I enter portals with extreme discretion. I like call in all of my guides. I like, you know, call in the benevolent ancestors, all the things before going into an energetic portal, because I'm like, we don't really know what this is. Like, we don't really, obviously you can feel the frequency shift. It's definitely most of the ones I've been in have been extraterrestrial nature. So it's like, go in, you stand over it and you're like, like, whoa, like there's something weird and trippy about this area. You can feel it. But for me, I've always entered in with discretion and also with reverence, right? Because like you don't know exactly what energy you're stepping into a lot of times. You can guess, you can try to like channel it, but you can never be 100% sure. So I think that Instagram, Facebook, all of these social media apps, TikTok are portals. Like, would you just jump on a portal? In a portal? Hopefully not. They might seem cool and everything, but like you really don't know what's coming in and out of those things. You can get a negative attachment from standing in a portal. I've heard of it. I've never experienced it, thank the gods, but like I've heard of it. And so what am I saying? I'm saying when you go into social media, do it with discretion, like do it with reverence, like, you know, create like a tiny prayer and, you know, designate that to your social media prayer. When you go onto social media, that it is in its highest vibration, that you are using this technology and it is not using you. And, you know, not that you have to say that out loud every single time you go in, but even just having that like mental or energetic awareness of the fact that this, you're putting that intention out into the world, you can, you know, really create that mantra. And then every time you go into social media, you could just say social media prayer. And like the divine will know what that is because you've now designated a certain mantra to your social media prayer. So now every time you say social media prayer, it's going to be activated before you go into that social media portal, because these are freaking portals, you guys. Like they, I like 100%, like I have no doubt in my mind now that I've been told, I've never been totally off of social media like that since I got on. And I just got on social media like in 2020, 2021. I was never really on it before that. I never did MySpace, none of that stuff. Never really cared about to do social media. So it was like the first time I was ever really on it was really not that long ago. And so the first time me taking an actual break from it was very recently, or just, you know, a couple of that last 2 weeks in February. And so I created a social media prayer. And so now every time I jump on into social media, even if I don't feel like saying the entire social media prayer, I just say social media prayer and the divine knows what that is. And so it's just basically setting the intention that as I enter this portal, I enter it with reverence, respect, and I ask for the highest vibrational experience as I'm entering into this social media portal. And my intention is to use this sacred technology, and not for it to use so that it doesn't use me. I have it written down, sorry, but like it's like I don't have it memorized, but I have it in my phone. But I do have this, and I recommend, you know, that you do the same thing, because I think it's actually very helpful. And it will sort of guide the energetic experience as you are navigating social media. So the other thing that I wanted to mention here is that you, when it comes to the social media, I realized that, you know, TV is also another portal for sure. What I like about how TV has changed is that when you look at TV, you can actually choose what you're going to see. Okay, so that makes it's a little bit of a different experience than social media, because a lot of times when you jump on Facebook, when you jump on IG, you're just seeing like straight away, you're seeing that what other people are posting. It's kind of like you don't even almost kind of have a choice, depending on who you follow and stuff, what's popping up in front of you. But what I like about TV though is you can choose, right? Like now it's like when I turn on my television, I just see all of my apps. Like I don't even see regular TV anymore. So I don't know what how your TV is set up, but I could just tell you the way mine is. And I like that because I'm not being like blasted straight away with all these different channels and all of these other mini portals. And feeling like it's just like coming at me like I can't choose. So now it's like I have my range of shows that I watch, right? And it's like when I want to watch that show, I turn on the television and I open up that app, whatever it's in, Hulu or Max or Netflix, whatever. And I open it up and I go to the show and I hit play. I love that because it's like I'm not being smacked in the face with like all of this information straight away. I can actually choose like what I'm going to see. So I realized that I like portal of TV better than social media. I was like, oh, I wish social media was set up that way, where it's like when you open the app, you're not immediately facing all of these posts with this feeling of scrolling. Instead, I wish that it would show up kind of like like when you're on your TV, when you have these like tiny little boxes and you can choose which part of the app you want to go to. Do you want to just go to posting and scheduling your post, or do you want to go to the actual inside of the arena, right? Like, do you actually want to like go into the part where you can see where everyone else is posting? That's kind of was how I felt. I was like, ooh, like I wish social media was set up more similarly to the way that my TV is, because then I would feel like I have a little bit more energetic space to choose what it is that I'm seeing. So I hope that this, some of this information sticks and maybe encourages you to possibly take a break from social media, see how it affects you, do a social media cleanse, see what comes up. I can tell you that on the other side of the social media, it's like I see social media so much more differently than I did before I did the cleanse. So after the cleanse, it's like, oh, that's what you're doing. You know, it was almost this immediate awareness of like, okay, like I see you now. Whereas before, I feel like I didn't really see social media. I was in it and I didn't really have that bird's eye view. And so now I have a completely new perspective on social media, how I want to navigate it going forward, and like how I want to enter the social media space going forward in 2025, 2026, and beyond. So I invite you to check out the idea of a social media cleanse. I think it will give you new ideas, new perspectives, give you new mental bandwidth, help you to maybe start to create some new intentions around social media and like how you want to enter into that space. Because again, it is a portal. And so maybe just the idea of taking a break from it is enough to inspire you into creating new ways of consuming entertainment. Maybe you'll start reading books more. Maybe you'll be inspired to, I don't know, do a podcast or something like that. Like, you never know what can be sparked by just taking that social media cleanse, taking that break, and receiving a little bit of insight. Because as they say, hindsight is 20/20, right? So like, just having that bit of energetic space to be able to look at something from a different vantage point, a game changer. I really can't even express that thoroughly enough. Like, it is a game changer to be able to have that hindsight and to be able to look back at the experience from this projected viewpoint and be like, okay, this is how I want to do it differently going into any type of social media portal going forward. So I hope that this information serves you well. We have lots of amazing interviews coming up, different fun, cool things coming onto the podcast this year. So I hope that you stick with us, and I'm super excited to bring you all of the goods when it comes to human design very soon. There will be some paid videos available on my website very, very soon. And if you are in my area, you can come to my classes as well. I actually teach human design in my local area, and you can find the links to those classes on the first page of my website, shesgod.com. So you can find links to everything in the link tree link in the show notes of this podcast. So thank you so much for taking the time to share this energetic space with me, and I'll be back with a brand new episode of the She's a God podcast very soon. Sending you all so much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.